Hello.
Hello, good morning. I'm Antonella Carr from the Alabama Department on Labor Unemployed Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. When I speak with the person who requests this call back. Okay. How may I assist you today, ma'am?
So I'm calling because it haven't been letting me file my claim for the last 3 weeks. And I've called multiple times about that. So today it finally let me in to file my claim, and it told me that it was a break-in in something, and that I needed to dial this number. So that's why I'm calling, trying to get this together, because I've been waiting so long, and like it won't even let me file a claim. So I'm trying to get paid for all my payments that I would need to have.
Okay, could you please provide me your social security number? May I have your social security number, please?
421-23-1731.
Okay, thank you. May I have your full name, please?
Brittany Nicole Richardson.
May I have your birthday, please?
6/27/1986.
May I have your mother maiden name, please?
Emma Marshall.
All right, thank you, ma'am. So, let me assist you so we can start and we can reopen this claim.
Okay. Reopen?
This is what the assistant showed me, that you don't have any active claim. So you should be reopen this claim. So usually happen when you don't doing weekly certification.
No, but see, the thing is, I was waiting to get verified. They sent me some kind of information saying that I needed to be verified and to send a picture, photo, and I never heard anything else. I haven't heard anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but beside that, you never have to quit doing weekly certification. Otherwise, it's going to be like a deny or interruption. So the weekly certification should be mandatory every week. That way, you don't have interruption. So this is why you have to reopen. It's okay.
Okay. So yes, whatever we need to do, because you know I'm at home on my last limb over here waiting on unemployment.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, no problem. Let me assist you, and we can start reopening. So, excuse me. Let me read for you, Miss Richardson. I understand that knowledge making a false statement or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered a fraud. I understand that fraud is a federal offense and I can be up to 5 years in prison and could affect my ability to receive future benefits. Do you understand, Ms. Richardson?
Yes.
So let me ask you. Have you worked since the last time that you applied for unemployment compensation claim?
No.
Okay. And also, you already explained. Just 1 second. Let me write down. Also, it's going to give you sensitivity protection, and it's safe for your income. And that is why I recommend it. Everyone search the fastest, most reliable internet speed, regardless of where they live. Have you applied or are you receiving unemployment benefit in another state in the last 12 months?
Yeah. No.
Have you worked for federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you been in the Army in the last 18 months?
You say, have I been what now?
On the Army, in the last 18 months. Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
Okay. Have you made change since the last time that you applied for unemployment compensation?
You say what now?
Your name has been the same since the last time that you applied for unemployment compensation.
Yes.
Have you been working with a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
Have you been working with different social security in the past 2 years?
No.
Okay. May I have please your telephone number?
205-887-4111.
All right. Thank you. May I have please your driving license number?
855-7370.
And your driving license is from Alabama?
Yes.
May I have please your race? Are you white, African American?
I didn't hear you.
May I have please your race? Are you white or African American?
African American.
May I have the high grades that you competing in school?
A bachelor's degree.
Have you been in the United States Air Force for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
May I have your home address, please?
It's 6991, and that's tree line, one word, tree line, and it's lane. Hey, I'm on the phone. So that's 6991, tree line, lane, and that's Pinson, P-I-N-S-O-N, Alabama, 35126.
All right, thank you, ma'am. May I have please your occupation from your last employer?
Wells Fargo.
What are you doing, cashier? What are you doing in Wells Fargo?
Customer service.
Okay, thank you. Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Yes.
Do you obtain work through a union hiding house?
No.
Are you attending a school or training?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite day to return to work?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
15.
And what is the lowest hourly wage that you will accept?
18.
Do you own a business? Do you own a business?
No.
Do you work for yourself?
No.
Are you corporate officer for a business?
You say, am I corporate or business?
Okay. Yes, corporate officer for a business.
No.
Are you currently working in a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied or are you receiving compensation due to work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied or are you receiving a pension from an employer you haven't worked in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you been working in another state other than Alabama in 2023?
No.
Are you available and seeking work in Alabama?
Yes.
You indicate early that you have no work since the last time that you filed for unemployment compensation. Please verify your answer. No, I have no work since the last time that I applied for unemployment compensation. Or yes, I have a work since the last time.
No, I have not worked.
Yes, ma'am. So now let me ask you, do you choose to have 10% off of your weekly benefit check for federal income tax?
No.
If you approve for benefit, you have the options to receive your payment direct deposit into your checking or saving account, or you can choose the prepaid benefit card. Which one you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Is checking or saving?
Checking.
May I have your routing number, please?
Repeat that for me.
Yes, ma'am. May I have your routing number?
Okay. 1 second here.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Routing number is 0311.
Yes, ma'am.
0127. 9.
Okay, thank you. May I have your bank account number, please?
It's going to be 1561.
Saturday and Sunday.
3091. 8378.
Could you please verify one more time your bank account number?
Yes, it's 1561-3091-8378.
All right, thank you, ma'am. So now, may I have please, no, I'm sorry, it's over. So after your last day at work, have you received vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension, or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Okay, Ms. Richardson, so everything regarding to Cash Out, PayPal, or Shine, the system don't allow to take it, and for some reason, the system don't take this account number. So you would like to keep doing with the benefit card?
Yes.
All right, thank you. So now...
So it's a Chime, so we don't do Chime?
No, I'm sorry, we don't.
Okay. Okay, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. So now let me ask you... So let me read for you. You are certified that your answers are true and accrued with the law provide penalty for making false statement to obtain unemployment benefit. I certify to put in my full name here that all my answers are true. Is that okay to put in your full name here?
Yes.
Okay, so now let me ask you a question. This is going to be randomly questions about you. Which of the following car have you ever owned? 2006 Isuzu Ascender, 2007 BMW 3 Series, 2008 Jeep Compass, 2016 Honda BT750.
Neither.
Which of the following phone number is familiar with you? 334-874-2451, 334-874-3956, 334-874-4139. 334-874-4726.
Neither.
Which of the following phone number is associating with you? 205-815-0991. 205-815-1582. 205-851-6795. 205-815-9239.
I think it's, I think it's the 9239.
Okay, thank you. So now, let me ask you, I am filed an internet claim for unemployment in the state of Alabama. This is what we're doing. I certify under penalty that I am the person whose name and information was provided in this claim are true to the best of my knowledge.
Yes.
I understand that it's my responsibility to read myself with the context on the claiming handbook, benefit rights and responsibilities.
Yes.
Now let me read for you the closing statement. The following instruction and telephone number are very important. Normally take it 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim will just finish. Also raise the forward with the Alabama Care Center system. Your care center application will remain active for 90 days. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Care Center or you can log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and one day your online resume. For you to do so may result in interruption in your benefit. The process you just completed file your unemployment claim doesn't know automatic start payments to you. You must complete certification once a week for the previous week. For you to complete certification, each week could result in a loss of benefit. So you can file weekly certification either online and you claim it portal, click weekly certification, or you can do it through the telephone number. So the phone number that you need to call every week, it is 800-752-7389. So your first weekly is starting this coming Sunday. So every Sunday, and you have to make sure that it's before 5 p.m. Your employer will be contact regarding your separation. We may require a follow interview to discuss our findings. So you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision and your claim is made. Beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least three potential employers each week. You must provide your contact when you completed your weekly claim. You may not list the same employer more than once, unless the employer was not hiding when you first contact them. But the employer later began hiding. For you to make and complete certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. What assisting with your research, please visit a local Alabama Care Center. Do you have any question for me about this closing statement?
No.
So now let me provide you the confirmation number for this claim. Ready?
Yes.
All right. 4898. I'm sorry. 4899 22 405. Let me repeat. 4899 22 405. So now the PIN number for you weekly, it is 0415.
0145. Let me see. 0415. Mm-hmm. And this is my PIN number?
That's correct. Yes, ma'am. The 0415.
Okay.
All right. If you don't have a question for me, thank you for calling.
Yes.
I
want to ask you one more thing.
Yes, ma'am.
So all of the time that I've been supposed to be receiving my unemployment, I won't get paid for those weeks. I've been already waiting.
Okay. So this is, like I told you, so this is for it's reopened claim, and I don't think so. Every time regarding payment, you should be looking in your claiming portal. You're able to see that information. So because this one is reopened claim, remember, like I told you before in the beginning, so even if you request something from you, you must keep doing certification every week. Even if you have your first payment, you have to do certification. That way you don't have interruption in your benefits.
Okay, so basically, no, I won't be getting paid for those weeks prior.
Like I told you, yeah. So every, like I told you, you must check in your status about your claim on the website. Everything regarding payment shall be over there.
Okay, but when I try to log into the website, it won't let me. So I don't know what's going on with that. And when I last time I called, mm-hmm. she told me to go to the unemployment office. So, mm-hmm. you know.
So you're not able. And what is the reason why you're not able to log in?
Well, every time I just get ready to log in, it says enter your information, and it looks like it's just telling me like basically I already have information, and I don't.
It's
I don't
like
have
you have an email. Probably you set up before with some email that you don't use anymore. So do you?
No, I think what it was is someone tried to apply my name.
Okay.
That's what I think it was. So, yeah, I don't have an account online.
Yeah, so in that case, so we need the old email that you have. If you don't know, so that way we can reset. So we always asking for the old email that you don't have access to login. And that way we can assist you. We can, you know, that way you are able to login again. But I need the old email that is in that website.
Okay, so and if I don't have, so basically I would need an email that a scammer tried to set up. Like how would I get that? How would I know what they use?
So what do you, I'm sorry, I don't really understand the question. Could you please tell me?
Okay. So basically, yeah, so when I first filed the claim, they mm-hmm. said it looks like someone tried to apply for unemployment in my name. Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. So they had to ID me and all of that. So I don't, you know, I have no idea what email they use. You know,
you
I
don't have any.
Yeah, I didn't do it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I understand. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Like, yeah, this is the only thing how we can, you know, I had to send that information, and this is the how we can assist you with the old email. And that way we can. Even so,
yeah, because when I go to
that,
log,
you know, it's not your fault. I understand that you know nothing about you, and you're not able to see that information. But it's yeah, and this is how it works. So we need to the old email that way we can assist you.
Okay,
yeah,
so it's when I go to the department, it says log in to add Department of Labor. Then it says continue with Apple, Google, or Microsoft. Mm-hmm. Then it says trouble logging in. So I hit trouble logging in. But then it tells me to enter my social and then an Alabama PIN, but I don't have an Alabama PIN.
The PIN is this one, 0415. The PIN number. This is your PIN number, the 0415.
Okay.
Hello? Oh.
Okay, I have that. And it say, please check your email for next steps. And, you know, I never had an account, so, you know, of course I'm not going
to
get it.
Are you able to see that email or no?
Yeah, I don't see an email.
Oh.
I don't see an email at all. Yeah, I didn't get an email. I'm thinking maybe it went to the scammer's email address or something like that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, do you have any other question for me, Miss
Richard? Yes, so how can I get that fixed?
I'm sorry. This is the only thing that I need the old email. And also for more questions, you can try to... This is how it's supposed to work with the old email.
Okay, So besides that is no other way, meaning if a scammer hacks your information and you don't know the information, there's no way that my account can be totally reset so that the right person can use it?
Yeah, so I'm not sure, but when one time, even I had to send the old email that way so they can, somebody from different department, they can assist you, but it's request to send the old email.
Okay, so who do I call and speak with by any chance?
You can try to call the inquiry department line, the 800-361-4524.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
No problem, man. Thank you for